It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, December 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio. This holiday week, we're getting experts' tech predictions for 2013. Today, we hear about the near future from Brian Barrett, managing editor of the website Gizmodo. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
So what's going to be the big tech issue in 2013?
You know, I think you nailed it by saying issue. I think that what we're going to see a lot of are people coming to terms with some issues. To me, I think the biggest one is going to be privacy and how we live private lives in this age when social media really is sort of almost a utility at this point.
And how is that going to sort of interact with how we deal with tech?
We've had a few instances where these companies that we feel almost friendly with or a familiarity with, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're past the honeymoon phase a little bit. So while we started out with these things that are free services that are great, they connect us, they've got all these features, and now the bill's coming due, I think. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to become a much more educated digital populace if we want to protect those things that we would rather keep private.
How can we do that? Beyond leaving Facebook, how can we look forward into the next year and sort of deal with that?
It's like any other New Year's resolution, except one that's easier to keep track of maybe than losing 10 pounds. You just check in on your settings every 2 months or so. Make sure they are what you remember them being. I think we just tend to take so much of it for granted that we don't keep up with it.
We sort of always talk about this new generation of people who are basically living online in ways that we never lived online, you know, even 5, 10 years ago. It's almost like a different way of thinking about how you conduct yourself. Is that right?
No, I think that's absolutely the case. The real question is, what happens when people get too blind for jobs? Maybe the hiring practices change and you think, well, that looks like a fun guy to hang out with based on his pictures from last Saturday.
And is he really a fun guy to hang out with in real life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I think that's part of it, though. I think that that's becoming less and less the case. The more you grow up with it, there's not that disconnect between the you that you show the world and the you that you actually are, because it's so open and out there and honest.
Brian Barrett of Gizmodo. Whatever your online privacy settings, we're open and out there and honest. Find us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. While we're talking about living online, a new experiment for an old medium, letters. Except this new social media is spelled letters.com. The website launched this month from founder Drew Barkowitz, a tech entrepreneur who has a soft spot for snail mail.
I grew up writing and receiving letters through living overseas, falling in love, falling out of love. Letters is a platform to let people reinvent letter writing by using technology.
Joseph Scheidler is the principal at the Canton Middle School in Connecticut. He's already got his students using the website to write to veterans.
The average middle school youngster sends 3,330 text messages a month. Most of them don't mean anything. We want kids to be able to write thoughtfully, to write purposefully, and not just as an academic exercise.
You can write your own letters, post them on a virtual refrigerator for public view, and look at the correspondence of others, like President Eisenhower and Beyoncé. And here's an interesting headline from this week. Now on sale, what is reportedly the first ever smartphone designed in Africa. They've got a market, too. By one estimate, there are more cell phone users in Africa than people in North America. The phone's production line's a little further east, though. Yep, that's right. Made in China. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.